following interview with Mrs. Luba Elbaum is being held on January 20th, 1982, at her home in Oak Park, Michigan. The interviewer is Arthur Kirsch. State your name and where you came from.
I'm coming from Poland. I'm born in Tarlublin.
Okay, and you are? And who are you? Your name?
My name was Luba Lux. Okay. My father was Yitzhak Lux. My mother was Dora Lux.
All right.
I have four brothers and two sisters. You have two sisters and four brothers.
Are you the youngest?
I'm the oldest one.
You're the oldest one. Okay.
I was the oldest one. Right. And I'm born 1923. The 1st of January, the 10th of January.
You have aunts and uncles then, back in Poland?
No, my father have a few brothers and sisters. And all my cousins was there.
About how many cousins would you say?
About 20 cousins, you know, remember?
20?
20 cousins.
Mm-hmm.
And they all live around next to Lublin, all around. Like Belgic, Krasnik, Mienzwica.
Mm-hmm.
They live in Lublin, like my uncle lives in Lublin.
How many uncles did you have?
Uncles from both sides. Uncles
yeah.
Was from my father's side and from my mother's side.
You remember how many?
My mother's side was two brothers and one sister.
Your father's side?
From my father's side was but three brothers and a sister.
Quite a large family.
Yeah.
What did your father do before the war?
My father before the war he used to be forgot about Polish. Polish and English.
Well, say it in Polish and then who's ever doing the listening to the tape, maybe they'll know.
What?
Okay. What do you remember about your town that you lived in?
My town was a small town. When I grew up, in 1938, because 39 was the war.
Mm-hmm.
1938, I left to Lublin.
Okay.
I left to Lublin, I was with my uncle in Lublin.
You weren't living with your parents?
For a year, 39. My mother's brother, I went to Lublin.
Okay. So your parents stayed where?
In Mienzwica. My parents stayed in Mienzwica.
I see. And
having a fruit store. Fruit. He was having business in fruits.
Like a grocery store a little.
No, we were buying big, I forgot here. Business and we were handling in Lublin with stores, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Fruit store. We have a little farm too.
Oh, you had a little farm where your parents lived. They had a little farm.
Yeah.
I see. Okay. Do you remember many synagogues where you lived?
Hmm. We just have a small synagogue, not a big synagogue. A small. Every Saturday.
What about school?
Was a school to just the five sets classes. When somebody wanna go far to school, we have to go to Lublin.
And you went to the small school then, yes?
I just went to the small school. When I grew up, in Polish, I forgot it in English. I wanna go learn something, so I went to the big city.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody went to the big city to go to school. We were not so rich. Was my mother's brother. My mother's brother. I was staying there and I was going to learn sewing.
Sewing?
Sewing. I want to learn how to sew.
Okay. Oh, sell.
Sewing, I mean. Naya, how you call sewing? I mean, like in a business you sell.
Yeah, to sell, right. Okay.
What were your family's religious affiliations? Were they
Jewish? Religion, Orthodox.
Okay, Orthodox Jewish.
Yeah.
Okay. Did they have any? Did your family? Let's talk about your uncle's family, because that's where you lived when you were older. Did they have any political affiliations?
No, he just my father. My uncle was a shoemaker. He was a shoemaker. And he was having our own shoemaker, you know. He was making shoes, I call. Was not business like here, you go in and buy.
Okay.
You went in and order shoes. And over there was working, my husband was working there. He was working a few boys, you know.
They have a little, store?
A little shop. My father was the main.
Mm-hmm.
He makes like to order shoes. Like to order and fix shoes.
So I would come in, I would order a pair of shoes,
yeah.
And he'd make it for
yeah,
me, okay?
Yeah, make
or
it.
Or I'd bring in my old shoes, he'd fix it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Must make new shoes.
Okay.
I was working by 4 or 5 people by him. I mean, younger boys that came in and they learned how to work and they worked over there.
Do you remember any newspapers around the house that your family read?
Yeah, the Jewish newspaper. He read Jewish newspaper. Jewish, and I myself read Polish books.
Do you remember anything, ever hear your family talk about politics?
Never. Because I was just the oldest one in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And,
do you remember anything about the Zionists that was mentioned?
No, Zionists, you want to go to Israel. You just hope to go to Israel, but nobody can go to Israel, like I say. I mean, when it was holidays, Now when it's holidays, like Yom Kippur, like I say, was Yom Kippur, I have Yom Kippur, it was really, really hard. My mother was crying, begging God, you know,
uh-huh.
Your father, and they were so crying. Later, but what to cry, but they were always crying, I have Yom Kippur, everybody, you know, they bench the kinder.
Uh-huh.
Everybody have Shlugim Kippuris, you remember, I don't know, not here.
Uh-huh.
Everybody have a chicken, everybody have to say the prayer to Shlugim Kippur.
Did you ever remember anybody ever talking about the Bund?
No, we don't belong to this. We were all Zionists. My father took a Jewish Yiddish shittle always,
mm-hmm.
With a cup of the Shabbos. We always went to the synagogue. My old brothers used to go with him, with talis in the other hand.
You say that you were all Zionists. Did you talk about going to Israel? Do you know anybody that went to Israel?
We talk, but we never know where we went.
Nobody
we
went.
Talk. Just we talk. I mean, she had Kimi, you know, we just talk, you
okay.
know.
Yeah.
Like my father and my oldest brother, they came over and we were talking. Because she, you know, the over believing said Kimi and she and they're going to go.
Mm-hmm. Before the war, Did you remember having running into any anti-Semitism before the war?
I ran into Semitism when it was Passover. When I used to go off to school, when we used to go out and you know, we used to go to school. We used to have the religion school too. Our religion was the religion. You know, forgot. The priest used to come to school, you know, but not too many Jewish kids in our school. More of us, Gentile. When we came in the morning, we have to say the prayer, you know, so we don't say the prayer, but they have to say the prayer.
Everybody
stands up and they are saying the prayer, you know, the prayer what?
Did you stand up too?
Yeah, I forgot, we have to say the prayer, I forgot that it was Polish prayer, you know, we stand up, they don't say us to say.
But you stand up with them.
Stand up, it was Lansavik came in, you know, like the priest to them, and we have to go out. When the priest came in, was never a class, maybe 5-6 kids Jewish, and then was just their kids. And after we went out, and we went with them home from school, before Passover, they think we making matzahs and putting in the blood, and that's what starts the whole problem. The whole they think we making matzahs.
Mm-hmm.
We bake matzahs before Passover.
Mm-hmm.
So what's that in them? We using their blood.
You heard them say this?
Yeah, the kids been gonna go home for school. Just the kids, not the old women. Just the kids.
Any other problems with anti-Semitism there?
Then when we have a sukkahs, we made all the sukkahs, they used to just they come by the, you know, by the sukkahs, sometimes, not always, come by the sukkahs and turn like stones. Then was okay, because Bister the Nine was not bad in Poland. They used to say, but not, I don't remember this, when used to be like, the Jew. Shechtner, but I mean, this is a long time, I don't remember this already, this. Like we used to live with them. Not that we used to live with them good. Past me, I don't have no problem, because all the time I'm gentle good, so.
Mm-hmm.
So, we used to go to school together with them.
You were in the public school?
Yeah. And when to learn Jewish, we used to have a rabbi, but he learned us Jewish.
After school?
After school.
Like cheder?
Yeah, like cheder after mm-hmm. school. Exactly like here, my kids went to school.
Mm-hmm.
When they came home, they went to United Hebrew School. My son went to Young Israel.
Your,
to Rabbi Haywood, yeah.
Your uncle would pay him to come to the house, is that
huh?
it? Huh? Would he come to your house?
No, like I say, my kids, like, no.
No.
Come to my house. No, we have a cheder. We have a cheder.
Okay.
We have a cheder. We went. Who want to go? My brother learned more. Because they all were young. My brothers were all young.
Okay, when you lived in Lublin, you went to your uncle's house. Which of your other brothers or sisters went also?
My brothers were home, they were going to school. They were going to school.
Okay, they stayed with your folks?
They stayed with my father, oh. my mother.
Okay.
In the summertime, I came home in the summertime.
Okay.
It was not too long because when I left 39 in the summer, I was home. And then in the fall, before the war, 39 was the war already. Poland and German was still 39. So when I went and I stayed at my uncle's house, and the war broke out, and I couldn't go anymore, no place, because the Germany came into Lublin.
Okay, we'll come
after
to that.
After...
Were any of your sisters there with you also? Just
no.
You? Just you?
No.
How far did you go in school?
Huh?
How far did you go in the school?
When I lived in Poland, the school was not too far, and was like here, I mean.
How long did you go? What up to what? How far was your education?
Like I said, to 5th to 5th grade.
All right, in Lublin?
No, in home. I mean, it's in home.
Okay, and then when you went to Lublin, how far did you go in school there?
No, I want to learn something. When I went to Lublin, I just learned. We just have private, you know, private to learn.
I see. Okay.
Private, and then I want to learn how to sew clothes. You mean how to make be a. How you call it? Sell clothes. Selling clothes. Selling, like learn how to sew. Like
to sell, okay. What were you going to do when you sell clothes? What were you thinking about? Traveling
no.
around?
No, no. I want to learn how to sew clothes. You mean to be like making clothes?
Oh, to sew?
Yeah, making.
To sew clothes?
Yeah.
Okay. And that's what you wanted to do then?
Yeah.
After
and
school?
I used to go in the morning. Learn. So first when you came in, you have to learn how to use a
machine?
Yeah, machine.
A sewing machine.
Sewing machine.
Uh-huh.
Because the sewing was by, just you have to turn with the...
All right, with the foot.
With the foot and learn how to sew. You have to learn how to sew everything. The sew and... When somebody have something to, you know, make something, you have to take them home. Like take here, you know, you have a dress and the dress was finished. And I'm learning for you, so, you know, you take the dress and take him home. So you have, they give you like a quarter, like 50 cents. I mean, like here the same thing.
I see. When the war began...
And then not too long, maybe
half a year,
not too long, you know. I used to be in Lublin every Saturday. We used to go, in the Lublin downtown. I forgot, in Poland I was explained better.
Mm-hmm.
We used to go in downtown, And then used to be a beautiful big garden. We used to come in and sit down on the chair, read a book, you know, talk with girlfriends, talk with boys. Then the boys, I mean Dandekis, the Polish boys, you know, if it would be a group like Jewish, because mainly Saturday, because Saturday was no work day. Like here, everybody was closed Saturday in Poland.
Mm-hmm.
So most Jewish kids went downtown and went in the park. We were talking Jewish. And then they came, you know, they thrown stones. Not on me, but they came in trouble because, you know, it was older people that came to the garden, reading books. You know, they're wearing Jewish, the Jewish clothes, I mean, like a carpet, a Yiddish, a Medigangim, a Yiddish, a Hitl. They were sit down with the home, with the kinder, because with the Wuskis, you know. And they came with the Bogis, and they were sat down over there, talking. So they're Polish. They were calling them Dekis, they came and they throw stones. Start, you know, little fights. The Red and 38 started a little fight. But it was, you know, the police came and they went home and they was not too much, but there they started a little bit.
You were living then with your uncle when the war began, yes?
Yeah, I'm living with my uncle when the war began.
How did you hear about the war?
Huh?
How did you hear of the war?
Already, every day was on the radio. We have radios already, you know.
Okay.
It was the radios.
Okay.
And the radios and then the paper was every day a Polish paper, you know. You know how to read Polish, it was a Polish paper. And then one day, I remember after, before Yiddish Yontif holidays, before Rosh Hashanah in September started the war, 1939, we had a big... We went also Turkish. Everybody, they call the Polak, they call everybody out on the place.
Who did?
The Polish people.
The police?
Oh, Polish, the police, you know, like the commandantur, how you call the... Like from the magistrate, they call everybody to come out. Like here would be a Lansing, everybody to come out.
The government
came out, the mayor, everybody came out, a lot came out, and they were talking. They're not going to give nothing. The war start, but they're not going to give the Polak, and they're not going to give nothing. Right away, in the morning, right away, we hear right away airplanes coming. The German airplanes coming. Right away was... to start, you know, like to come in with airplanes, and took 3 days. 3 days took for him to came in.
Came in with soldiers?
The soldiers, the German came in. The Polish soldiers were running right away back, and they didn't have no food, no water, because right away they came in and they right away bombed the phone.
When you heard about the war, what were your thoughts?
Nothing, because I was just a little girl and I was not too much, I mean, it's going to be a war, we can do nothing. It's going to be, they were all riding a lot, you know, riding. We had, it's going to be a war, that we couldn't do nothing.
What did your family do?
My family was all, my family was not too, because my old brothers and sisters were small. I was only 17. So my brother was like, I mean, say 15. Like one was 13, one was 12. So my old cousins went in the war. We had one day, everybody have to go to the army, so.
Did you stay in Lublin when the war started?
Yeah, I couldn't go no place.
You couldn't go back with your folks?
No, I couldn't go no place. And then where my folks live, was a smaller town, and we were afraid to go at this time, because when the German came in, they were just looking for girls.
What did your uncle...
And they just came in, when the German came in, I remember, like this, they came in, was I think Sukkot was already. That's what I can... I think they came in the first day of Sukkot. They came in right away, all the men, they took tile from the houses and they put them downtown and they put for security.
They put what up for security?
The men. They came into the houses and took out the men.
Took out the men.
The men for security.
And what did they do? Are you talking about all the Jewish,
the
or,
Jewish
or the Polish too?
Most Jewish, Polish, I don't remember. Most Jewish.
Most Jewish men they took out.
With Polish. About think when they came into Lublin, they all took out from the houses. But the third day, they start the Polish going, I think, home, and the Jewish must have a holding there for security. That's where they start. And then for a few days, I remember a lot, the lot go home. And then when they came in right away, they were looking like, I mean, most young girls to take it out. Right away to take out. Later maybe when they came in for good, and then maybe took, I don't remember, then took, I think, a month. When they were in Lublin, took, I think, a month. And they were just good be like salad. They tried to go in and to be like salad. Bewacht, like I mean, to go salad, and they start to have, like I mean, place where they used to live. They leave us alone maybe for a month.
Okay, when...
And then after a month, I remember, I think it was around a month, they said, the Russian gonna come into Lublin. The Russian are supposed to come in, to be into Lublin.
What did your uncle do at this time?
He was a shoemaker in the Ludenburg, because he was a workman in the Ludenburg. He was working, not so much, because he was working. My husband used to work with my uncle, and still noch two, three men more. After they let him go home, they were holding him for a week. And they let him go home,
your
he
uncle?
Sta-
They're holding for a week?
Yeah, you know, for security, older men. When I came home, they started to work a little bit.
Did your life change at all there at the beginning? Did your routine...
I was staying there. I was staying in Lublin because my parents, you know, was no letters, was no trains. You know, we have to go home with a train. And they wrote me a letter to stay there because in a small town, they came in and right away, you know, they came in for girls, you know, for... You know, we were right away afraid for them. Anyways, they were right away afraid. It was like in the fall, they took out right away the Jews. Who used to have a bed, they come and they took the scissors and they cut off the bed. A little bit.
Who's buried?
The Jews, the Frimi. I call the Frim Jews, they used to have, everybody used to have a bed, yeah.
Yeah. So who cut them off?
The Germans.
The Germans, just a joke? Why were they cut off?
They cut off. They were laughing from him. They cut off. They used
laughing.
To come, yeah, they're laughing and they cut off the bed. I was a little girl, not a little, a big girl. They couldn't know if I'm a Jewish or not, because I was, I mean, blonde. And mm-hmm. Then was Saturday, and they came in. The synagogue was across us, was a big synagogue. They came in right away, and they did not pray. They said that the Jewish are praying. Them look, I mean, to listen to war. So it was a Saturday, the Jews were not afraid to go to pray because they used to come in and take a few Jews out. They need something to do, like to go clean the street, like to right away they start with the Jews. To come in and take out a few Jews. And then left in them. They set them to put on the talus and tefillin to pray to God. And they will and take a scissor and cut up and take out the head. They start away, right away they start to left in the Jews. Make something out in the Jews. And right away they start to come in. For nothing, they came in and they were looking all over, they turned all over the house, looking for gold, looking for silver, take away the candelabras. the woman went outside, took away right away the good, you know, like the mints. I mean mints, somebody was wearing a good coat or what, take away most of the Jews.
Now you say they came in. Who came in?
The Germans.
Soldiers?
The soldiers.
They searched the houses?
Yeah, they searched the houses, and if they find something good, can the lovers, like silver, like behest, right away took away this.
So, did you feel free after that to walk around the streets, go outside?
I myself feel the first time we feel free. And then after a little while, when it started to be a little while more longer, right away they put us up lattice here.
Jewish star. Made you wear that.
As Jewish star. But I personally don't wear it because I personally was a blonde, was young, and I don't wear it. But all the older people were wearing, you know, who can talk a good Polish, you know, and look like a Polish, and you know, he was looking like a Polish. I could go all the places, buy everything. Right away you couldn't go, not all the places, go out and buy shopping, so I used to go out shop. Right away was a Jewish, the yeshiva was in Lublin, a big yeshiva. Over there, they went in Ivan just to go see how it looks. But the soldiers went right away in and took out the Jewish India because they were wearing the Jewish hats. They didn't wear it. They took them right away out to help clean the streets. They were laughing, clean the streets. And they were making right away jokes. They were not killing them right away, but they were right away. I call me this, what they are having me this. Right away they were hurting them.
Mm-hmm. Did they bother you at all?
Me personally couldn't bother because okay. Me personally, I was a young girl, and right away they couldn't bother me because they didn't have nothing to me. When my uncle was working, you know, there was a guard that came in and they didn't bother. They just looked at for something. I wouldn't bother, right? And me personally didn't bother. Oh, but they bother like, you look like a Jew, they bother you.
How did they bother them?
They don't let pray. The right event, they went all to the Jewish stores and right away they start the first day they came in, they started with the Jews.
Okay, they went to the stores and what did they do at the store?
They went to the store, they threw out in the stores, they took away things, they just took away everything. If you were expensive stores like shoes, like I mean, any stores wasn't in Lublin, they took away everything.
Your uncle worked in a shop.
He had his own shop.
He had his own shop.
Yeah, but small shop. They don't done nothing to the shop. Right? They don't done nothing. They came in, they bring in shoes to the fix. The his shop didn't done nothing.
How about you said you were studying sewing. Could you just continue to study like this?
No, because was already I could not continue because it start right away starts a whole tumult. Nobody personal, nobody anyway say who somebody have, like clothing, medvest, start right away start the first start a tumult already.
Could you go to Jewish groups, organizations, things like this, could they still meet?
Was right away when they came in, was right away like a Bekeonish, the whole town. Everybody was afraid. Mm-hmm. Everybody was start to be afraid. And then, for a little while, and a month later, I think a month, but 2 months later, the Russian came in with Lublin. Into Lublin, they came to live into Lublin. And they're supposed to go out. They said...
The Russians?
The Russians, yeah, they came in 39. They came in maybe for 1 month. Not exactly the Russians, they came in to into Lublin, to this Lublin they came. So a lot from the youngsters, but didn't they want to bring you out? A lot from the youngsters. But they were already about a month, 2 or 3 months with the Germany, went back with them. Like my husband, he survived, he never came back to work. If they came in like Saturday, and Sunday morning came a buffet, they have to leave Lublin, go back.
Okay, let's come back to that in just a second.
Yeah.
Where you were living in Lublin, was it a Jewish area, a ghetto?
Yeah, Jewish ghetto.
Do you,
not exactly the Jewish, because we were living in the Bonifaterski, was Polish hospital, was, I mean, mix, like a mix.
Was there anybody in charge there, in the Jewish section?
No, nobody was in charge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody was not still for themselves. Then started to be charged.
Okay, so what happened then? The Germans came in?
The Germans came in, the Russians came in maybe for one night, and a lot of the youngsters left.
Now, when you say the Russians came in, the Russian soldiers came in?
Yeah.
They chased the Germans out for one night?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, and then when the Russians left, they took a lot of people with them, right? A lot of people went with them.
Went with them. They took the van with them. So right away, my husband went with them too. My husband left. Mm-hmm. They came in and, everybody was already satisfied because you have for 2-3 months already the German. But for a long day, I was not the smartest time, but to run with them or some youngsters who were older than me, maybe younger than me, they were organized right away, they went with them.
Now you say your husband, you weren't married yet.
No. My husband was, we were just know because he was working by my uncle.
Okay.
We were know for a little while, and like in the morning was our Shabbos. The Shabbos, my uncle went to the, to the shul.
Mm-hmm.
And Nasi, my husband's name is Gedalia, he came in. And he had something in the Warstadt, and he took that, and he said to me, he's leaving. He don't think so he's going to come tomorrow to work. He's leaving. I was in the house, and he said if the uncle's going to come to tell him he's leaving the house, he's leaving.
Well, when the Russians came in, was there a lot of fighting to get the Germans out, or did they just
No. That's just probably, the degree for to stay here. They're supposed to stay in till Lublin, then follow the Russian. And then they left. I don't know, it was a lot of army, but smaller, but I remember they came in and a lot left.
Where were the Germans at this time?
They were probably half Lublin, they have and half they have. Like, I mean, Lvov. They came in and they left.
Okay. Okay, so after that happened, what did you do?
After that happened, they left.
Yeah.
And then the Russian came in. And already a lot, left with them. But they came in, there was a lot. It was already winter time, middle winter. This was already start to be like a fourth, 39 finished winter time. There were a lot. And they started, the Jews to put on, clothes and took out all the Jews, from the house and snow, and they went in, So right away they start with the Jews. But this time we were all still living in the houses.
Okay, go on.
All were living in the houses. But when start springtime in the summertime, they all start to make ghettos. And they took out from the sections, from the Polish section, and they make a Jewish section. And they all take out from the kids and the women, everybody. They used to live 3-4 families in a house in summertime. And then after they done this, I left because I couldn't go out, it was certain for Jews. But I have a Polish, I was looking like a Polish, and I went out, and I left in a train, but they don't know if I'm Jewish or not.
All right, now, what? No.
I left home to Mienjivica, and I left home.
All right, before you left, the area that you were living in then became a ghetto, right?
Yeah. No, not this area.
Oh,
the Jewish area. Not this.
Oh, they moved you out
then?
They
moved out everything. They took everything away from my uncle. He had lots of letters, medveva, they bought. They think they're going to make business.
Uh-huh.
They left. They took everything away.
Mm-hmm.
They took all. Was not This time was no, it was not no ghetto. They just put in everybody in the ghetto.
How was it formed? I mean, what did they build a wall? How did they? What did they do? When they formed the ghetto. How was it? What was it like?
I was still. I left. I just. They put in all in the houses. They took out the Polish people from this ghetto. They put the Polish people here, and they put all the Jews in one place.
Okay, but you didn't go with the rest of the Jews.
No. They put it all in one place, and the youngster they start to take away to work. The young kids they start away. Take away to work. The young kids. Like mine age, 18, 16, 14. It took that way to work. Didn't let go of the Jewish kid to school.
All right. Did your uncle go in the ghetto?
Yeah. My uncle, my aunt, and two kids went to the ghetto. Three kids went to the ghetto.
Okay,
he had over there in the ghetto used to live her mother. So they moved in the one house, maybe five, six people. They took all to the ghetto, all in the room. They didn't build a special ghetto. All in the houses, with the ghetto, they took in all. Was no place to stay, no place to sleep. They took all the kids in.
All right. When they did that, you left.
And then I left because my father, before the war, he used to be like here would be a big farm, like they're making in Israel a kibbutz, you know.
Yeah.
He used to have over there to take out stuff in this. I call a big farm. And when I came home, I went and registered. Me, my father, my mother, my sisters registered. We working for the Germans.
You were working for the Germans.
So we registered, we working over there. So
we
went to work over there. There was the same thing like a ghetto. Everybody supposed to work.
Okay, what kind of work were you doing?
We were doing a work. We were doing if you're doing the work for the... Like in farm work, we were doing farm work. Every day I used to go to work, my father used to go, we used to have like books, we working over there. And they let us stay home and to go to work. We have to go every day over there to work.
And what kind of work did you do?
It's farm work.
Farm work, all right.
My father used to do farm work, and I used to do farm work, and my two brothers, and my mother, and the younger kids were staying home.
All right, so you went back then to live with your parents.
Yeah.
After your uncle had to move into the ghetto.
Yeah.
Okay, and go on, what happened?
And then we had, because the old Polish people went to the ghetto, you know, they took to the ghetto, like, to sell things. They said they started to make, like, the Majdanek, they started already to build, like, Majdanek. And took the people, little by little, took the youngster out.
Out of where?
Out of Lublin ghetto. They took a little bit out, and they used to send out the belts for work.
Did you, did you stay in contact? Did you stay in touch with your uncle after you left and went home?
No, we couldn't stay. We just couldn't, no more letters were going. No more letters.
No telephone, nothing.
If somebody, from the Polish people went to see him, say hello, you send in some food or the what.
I see.
We already was cut up because first already start 41, 40 went through, and in the summertime was already 41.
All right, tell me about your life then with your parents now.
And then we went with the parents, we start to work. I worked with them for a little while, and then came in the fall. In the fall, the summer went by and came in the fall. And when we used to work, me and my father, my brother, we walked home from work. Came a letter, the Polish, they're gonna make a ghetto in Belgitz, Belgitz was near Lublin. If in all the small towns they're gonna take out, we have to go to the ghetto. There was already in 41 after Rosh Hashanah, after Yom Kippur. They took it out. There were already in Lublin. Was already the ghetto in Lublin, and they came. The German. That's me. They make like a blabber. The German. And they took out in the night all the kids, the younger people. They start to get the younger people and take to Majdanek, to Lublin.
Now when they say they took the kids, they came right to the house?
They came in the night to the house and they took it out. Or if I have a, pl- if I, when they came in and I have a, if I'm working, they don't took me because I used to work for the German. So we used to work already. You have to be a citizen to live in the town, you have to be a citizen. If somebody ran away from the town, you know, like they came and they looked at and somebody like the Polakans and the Polish people, they went to police and say, oh, the Jewish, the Jew ran away like from the ghetto and they are my house. They used to come, take him out and shoot right away. So they have all us, they have all us the name, because for the German, the Polak, the Polakan, they give all the name out to the Jews. So we were in their hands. We couldn't run away no place. And then when they came, after a year we were working, they came. It's, it was like already the circus was already, like I say, Yinkipi, but we still were home. Before, yeah, before the holidays, before the land, we were still home. It was Yinkipi in the night. And then my mother, my father, then what I started praying, nothing. We just stay home, you know, like my my mother was baking something, making holidays. We were all kids still home. And I saw the what's going on in the world, because sometimes I went to sell something, like to Lublin. Sometimes I went because I have a, like the Polish people, I went. And I saw what's going on, and my mother was so crying, my father, we still were home. So on the night, I was dreaming. The German came, they took all away, I'm still alive, I only was alive. And from this day on, took till after Sukkot. After Sukkot, they took everything away from us. Or we think it's going to be a ghetto in Belgium, that they said it's going to be a ghetto. So my mother prepared some bread, we to make some from my bread, we make sucharas from bread, we have like something baked, like something do. So the Polish people came, the neighbors, in the night when came this to go away to Belgium, they took everything away from us. And in the morning, they give us, like here they have a car, when Poland was like, I mean, like a taxi was, I mean, like here, car, I mean, horses in a buggy, yeah, I forgot that it is, 42 years back. And we put everything on this, a little bit of what we, not everything. The Lord just has take it, like as a clothing a little bit. And I was the oldest one in the house. And in the morning, I went with this to the ghetto. And when I went and come in the morning to the ghetto, I saw it's no place for the people who to stay. They bring in from 7 small town and 1 town.
But now, which ghetto was this? Was this the local?
Belgium, just Belgium. Oh, okay. A small town, Belgium, right. In Tel Lublin. They had something right. To do all with Majdanek. Was the
right. Just describe the ghetto, what it was like.
So he came in the morning, you know, I was in the morning, and the Polakans were talking. They were bringing all the sick people who were sick, with bed, with everything. You just can bring in, like you covers everything. And I came in, because our uncle living in Belgium, was no place even to stay, you know, was no place even to sleep, was no place even to be. So happened to be, I came in the morning with the stove, and I'm supposed to find a place. My parents supposed to come later, because the German was waiting later to throw them, you know, to have to go out, so they closed up the house. And they were walking. It was not too far, they were walking. It was like a 3 kilometer from us. They were walking. All Jews were walking with the Germans. And I saw this for Halux. So I ran.